Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And the first thing we want to do is apologize for the probably not great quality of the last 2 weeks' calls. We were moving and had to do them on a cell phone. And I'm sure it doesn't come across quite as well as the regular system, which, thanks to Rod this afternoon, we've got going again. So I trust this one is going to be first class. Sorry for the delay also, a little techie issues on both ends. Anyway, so we'll get started. Rod is a trance channel, meaning that his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. That's you all. We get no advance notice, and it's always a nice, lovely surprise. And so we're looking forward to your questions and to finding out who's going to be with us tonight. So thank you all for your patience through our moving challenges, and we trust those are all solved now. So here we go.
Hello, dear ones. This is Saint Germain.
Saint Germain. Oh, yay. Saint Germain. Awesome. Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
I trust that maybe your reason for coming tonight is that the global financial mess is about to get straightened out and exposed to the public soon?
In part, yes.
Okay. So it's going to be a step-by-step rollout, kind of, to keep the public from not freaking out?
Correct.
Okay.
Freaking out doesn't help anybody.
No, it certainly doesn't. And I know that the goal, a major goal of many of the people involved in this behind the scenes, has been zero chaos, or as close to zero as possible.
That's correct.
Yes. All right. Could you tell us, for those who are not familiar with it, a little bit about your World Trust that you started so many years ago?
I have always been a fan of humanities.
Yes.
And this is a way that I am helping humanity.
Helping is a small word compared to the size of what you're doing.
Well, it's still helping, dear.
Yes. Yes. So it's my understanding this is one of the sources of the humanitarian funds that will soon be available for helping humanity.
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
It is one.
It is one of several sources, yes.
Yes.
But certainly a major source because you set the bar pretty high for those who want to help and provide funding for the needs of humanity.
Correct.
Yes, yes. Okay. Let me take a minute here just to give phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line, and there are two of those, if you receive my email, you know what they are. And if you would like to ask a question, which we would adore to have you do, the Q&A lines, one is toll-free, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And the backup line that you can call is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. So we have a whole lot of potential questions, and I trust we will have some listeners to call in. Is there something that you would like to share with us before we start on some questions?
I don't think you should be open to embrace the positive changes coming your way.
Oh, that's clever.
I think you should absolutely embrace them.
Absolutely. Welcome, embrace, open arms, come, all of that stuff, right?
Correct.
Yes. Yes, it's so good. And I trust that you and others will be doing your best to hold down any upset or chaos or confusion by those who've really not been paying attention to what's been going on for years. So they're in for surprises.
We hold no space in our worlds for those events.
Okay.
Zero.
Okay, that works for me.
Okay.
Very good. There are a number of things going on. First of all, how is Trump holding up with all the pressures and responsibilities?
He's doing well. I think you would have to say he's doing well.
Good.
Yes.
Good. He usually is up for a challenge, is he not?
He's roll up the sleeves, get in there and get it done.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, well, I have a question and an email that came in today that it's reported that before Obama left office, he arranged with the State Department for a series of official visits, quote unquote, to foreign countries for the next 20 years using U.S. funds to the point of $2.1 billion. And I understand that once Trump knew about this and looking for ways to save money from the government, because, of course, the government's financial mess is certainly, anybody who doesn't realize that has been living under a rock, that Trump canceled all of that so that Obama does not have that privilege. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
There are many things that he is countermanding that were set in place by Obama.
Yes. He inherited a mess, as he says openly.
Correct.
Yes. Now, the same email reports that the Obamas are now in Kenya waiting for documents to be able to re-enter this country. Is that true? That's the first time I've heard of that. Is that true?
It is true, my dear.
It is true. Okay. Last year, we had a number of emails about a very nice house in Dubai that supposedly the Obamas had bought for their post-presidential living space. And that somehow has disappeared. It hasn't been said anywhere. Is that still something? Did that really happen? And is it still something that's viable?
It is a fact.
It is a fact?
Yes.
Okay. And what about the daughters finishing school in Washington, D.C.? Is that true or just publicity?
The latter.
Just publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. And I presume that cutting off the vacation money, so to speak, for the next 20 years also cut off Michelle Obama's shopping sprees, which with money that was supposed to be used for gifts for foreign dignitaries, but that has been taken advantage of in a different way?
Yes, that is true.
True. Okay. Okay. There's an announcement on Facebook, also another email today, that beginning January 27th, and it goes through February 14th. There's a list of sex trafficking and child exploitation busts around the country, around the U.S., Tennessee, L.A., San Diego, New Orleans, etc. It says over 1,500 arrests and hundreds of children rescued. Is this basically a true reporting, true listing?
Yes, there have been these pedophile rings operating for decades in your country.
We know that. And so this list is at least somewhat correct.
Yes.
In a reporting of what's been actually happening.
Correct.
To shut down this really nasty stuff. Really doesn't belong for humanity's sake at all. Okay.
You think?
Yeah, you think?
Yes.
Good grief. And it has been going on for decades.
Yes.
Yes. Interesting that the label Pizzagate was chosen for this, which, of course, the major media has denied all over the place. But then there have been not only knowing about it, but some of them involved, correct?
Up to their necks.
Okay. Okay. Next thing is Bobby Kennedy and De Niro have announced a massive challenge that offers substantial funding or reward to anybody who can find a single scientific study proving that thimerosal, which is mercury, is safe to inject into children. Is this a true offer that they've put out there to try to see if anybody can come up with such a thing?
Come on, you have to call that for what it is. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
And nobody will be able to take them up on it.
Right, because mercury is not safe to inject into children or really into
anybody,
right?
Correct.
Yes, okay. So this is a very good thing for them to put out this challenge, is it not?
Absolutely.
And just see if anybody picks up on it at all. I'm sorry, Carol?
Yeah, good evening, everybody.
Hi, Carol.
I'm in extreme distress. Apparently, I'm releasing a lot of really deep emotional issues. My being successful at that.
Yes, dear, when you are.
And
can I suggest that you be a little gentler with yourself in the process?
I don't understand how to do that, honestly.
Have the intent.
Have the intent to be gentler of myself?
Yes. So you don't always have to know the how. It's the intent that's paramount.
So what do I do? Just keep saying, be gentle?
No, simply in your meditations, hold that intent that you are gentle with yourself.
So in other words, I'm making it harder on myself than need be.
Bingo.
Okay. And I have this earth wrap. It's supposed to help put blood into the areas that are compromised. And I think I overused it big time. Did I do damage to the muscles and tissues?
They will recover, dear one.
Soon?
Ask me to help and I shall.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, please help. Please, please.
Done.
I'm beside myself. thank you for that very, very much. And my husband thinks he cracked his kneecap. Is that... Can you give me some insight into that?
Not cracked, but bruised.
Okay, and he's doing really heavy work now. Is he making it worse?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
And what would you recommend that he do? Does he have to work?
Well, at least a good brace on it.
That would help?
Yes.
Okay. Would the earth wrap help him?
Yes, it will.
Okay. On what setting and for how long?
On what? 7/8 setting?
7/8 setting?
Yes, and for 27 minutes.
Okay. And I have a kidney and bladder infection, and I'm using natural means to heal it up. Will that do the job? It's just oh, I can't even think now. But it's solar ray, and it's vitamin C, and oh, you must know what I'm trying to say, right?
I do, and it will.
Okay, and I'm taking 2 a day. Should I stay at that?
Yes.
Okay, and I've purchased some lion's mane for my nervous system. Should I start taking that, or should I wait till all this kind of clears out with the kidneys and bladder?
Wait.
Okay, thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
Pardon?
You're welcome.
Yeah, and thank you very much for helping me out. I just really appreciate it, and I really need it. And thank you, Mary. Thank you, Rod.
Namaste.
You're welcome, Carol. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Cindy, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hi, St. Germain. To tag on to Mary's question about the Obamas waiting for paperwork to get back in the United States, will they actually get back to the United States?
At some point, temporarily.
Ah, okay. Okay, and then what's some point? A couple months or in a month or?
August.
Oh, okay. Different question. I saw on this one Facebook page that NASA confirms the second moon is orbiting the Earth. Is it actually a moon, or is it a ship, or is this just a hokey story?
Well, many fairy tales are this one.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. Could you repeat that, please?
Many fairy tales are very interesting, including this one.
Okay. And then Dutch Cincy, he is doing earthquake watch. That's what his mission is. And on February 14th, he saw all these pulses coming. It looked like from the East Coast going across to the West Coast of the United States. Do you know what that was about? On February 14th.
That was a way of energy.
A good or bad
from the sun.
Wave of energy? Oh,
a good wave of energy from the sun.
Okay. And then I have a personal question. Are you able to actually see what I see with my eyes in my house? Or do you just feel energy?
Energetically, yes. Physically,
okay.
No.
Okay. Well, I have hardly any material possession. And I took my birth certificate and my car title, and I put them someplace States. Where in the hell are they? I don't have anything here. I cannot find them. Did I accidentally throw them away?
Dear one.
Yes.
You're in extremely good company in this kind of phenomena, including the host that I'm coming through. You sent them away to keep them safe. All you need to do is call them back. Now, when...
Okay.
Now, when they come back, they have to come back wherever you are. Doesn't have anything to do with where they left the planet from, but they have to come back where you are.
Okay, so I just request they come back to where I'm physically located.
Just request that they come back. They have to come back to where you are.
Okay. So when I put them to be safe, so my energy felt that where I live was not safe, and I sent them out and about somewhere?
You were extremely concerned about keeping them safe. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then I had an interesting adventure happen in my life a few days ago, and I've been having to get rides to and from work. And I don't know if I did the same thing with my cell phone charger that plugs into the wall. Did I send that someplace too, or did I just lose it?
No, that's in your car.
In my car?
Yes.
Okay. And this incident that I just went through concerning my car, did I do that, have it all occur because I stepped into 3D fear? Instead of just being total love?
Dear one, you are very powerful. When you allow yourself to go into fear, you can kind of create a little chaos around you.
Oh, yeah, but I turned it into an adventure. All I could do was laugh.
And that's good.
Okay. Well, is there anything you would like to tell me that I could need to know or would be to my benefit?
I think that you and Mary should spend a little time giggling.
Giggling. Giggling, laughing.
Oh, I'm not doing it a duh? Okay.
Duh.
Well, I thought I was doing it a lot, so I need to do more. Okay.
More.
Okay. I will do that then, and thank you for being here tonight.
My pleasure.
And I have a request of Mary. Could you repeat phone numbers real quick so when I hang up, I can dial back and hear what's said? But I remember I can't listen to it on the computer. So,
do you have a piece of paper that you can write these on and hold on to?
I have them. But a lot of times you're talking, and I, by the time I get on, I get the tail end of what you're talking about. So remember, they went into my computer, and I can't get this radio station up on the internet. So
right.
Okay. Well, I'll let
so you.
Bye-bye.
You want a listen-only line?
No, I have the phone numbers. I'm asking you to give me 5 seconds to hang up and redial so I can hear the call.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay. Yes, Cindy, I get it.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, we are having the privilege of Saint Germain today, which bodes very well for financial changes, abundance, honesty, and transparency coming, step by step. It's awesome. Okay, the Q&A lines, if you'd like to ask a question, the first number is toll-free, 888-627-6008. Backup line, 323-744-4831. And again, we are with Saint Germain today, which is absolutely awesome. I will speak to the idea of that you addressed with Cindy about sending things away and calling them back. This has been a recent lesson, a series of lessons for me, and that when something is missing or it's not where I am sure I put it, I just say, okay, wherever I send it to, please come back. Please come back. And they do. Checkbooks have come back that were missing, all kinds of things. And it does work. It's because we live in an illusion anyway. This is all illusion. We can have it any way we want. And if we want, I know that's not an easy concept, at least it hasn't been for me, but I do kind of get it, that things that we think are solid, physical, are really illusion. And if we send them somewhere, we can call them back, and it works. So I reiterate Cindy's request for her documents to return to her. It's a very interesting experience to find out something came back and where it came back to. So thank you, Saint Germain, for that.
Most welcome, dear one.
It's quite fun. Okay. So another thing that came in today is that I hear that last night on Lou Dobbs' show that there was basically an exposure of Obama's, what they're calling the shadow White House, in which might be similar or different or connected to the deep government that's trying to take Trump down, which is all cabal, of course. It's my understanding that Obama started out as a good guy, got taken over by the perks and threats, but he didn't just become a cabal minion. He went to the top of the food chain, so to speak, and became a really, really nasty planner of not such good stuff. Is that correct?
That is so.
That is so. Okay. So that the shadow government that he's created now with rogue elements within a number of our agencies, CIA, et cetera, are working diligently to bring about their agenda, which, of course, will fail. No question about that.
I'm glad you know that.
Oh, yes. And I think a number of people do, although not enough. So let me reiterate the New World Order, et cetera, and the cabal plans with all the nasty ramifications for humanity. It's not going to happen. So don't be afraid. Know that it's not going to happen. Go about your lives in a positive way and trust. Yes?
I suggest that you manifest that which you want. Don't just sit there watching. Make it happen.
Okay.
Come on now.
Point taken. Yes. In other words, get your intent in gear for all of us.
Correct.
Because intent is the strongest thing there is in the way of manifesting.
It's the only thing you're responsible for.
Just the intent, and then let the universe create how it comes.
Whatever you do with that, that's another matter. But what you're responsible for is your intent.
That's true. That would be absolutely true, because that sets the playing field for everything.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. This particular email went into depth about the immigration powers and the naturalization authority, which according to the Constitution, they say, rests entirely with Congress. It does not rest with the judiciary or the executive or any place else. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so this entire business about the ban on travel for people from seven countries in the Mideast that are dealing with ISIS and other terrorist issues, was Trump out of line in declaring this, or was he just stirring the pot to get something positive to happen?
He continues to be excellent at stirring the pot.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he is.
Case in point here.
Right. Okay. So the judge that went against the ban, again, because this does not fall to the judiciary, because it's an immigration and naturalization part, and also a safety for the country, the people of the country, was the judge out of line in that declaration?
Wasn't the judge's to do.
Okay, so should have simply absented themselves from when it was brought to his court or her court, should have just refused to address it, right?
Would correct.
The correct
to legal, hear it, as
to
they
hear
say.
It, yes, refuse to hear it.
Okay. Yes.
That would have been legally the most correct position.
Legally, morally, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Every way.
Yes, every way.
Okay. Why did, I guess it was a female judge, why did she go there? Can you address that, or do we just let that go?
Do you really want me to address it?
Well, I have a huge curious streak. When I ask a question, yeah, I normally want an answer.
I see. The cabal hasn't totally given up yet.
True.
They will soon, but not yet. Case in point.
So she was influenced or had already bought into the cabal program to some degree.
Is.
Okay. So, then what's going to happen with that particular situation? Do we have a projection, or do we just watch what happens?
Congress will step up.
Oh, the Congress will actually step up and do something?
Yes.
Wow.
What a concept.
That's amazing. But that's because they're forced to, right? Because now it's public knowledge that it's their job.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Has the balance of Congress with this election changed somewhat to the more positive and less cabal-y people? Was there some kind of a shift in any way?
0.92% is somewhat.
That's okay. That's small, but at least an inch in the right direction, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So this is still a cabal issue, basically. Okay.
Yes, my dear.
Yes. Okay. All right. So let's see what else we can talk about. Oh, Michael Flynn. My understanding is he's a good guy, but he did he exposed information in a way that should not have been exposed. Or can you give us any background or this? Or did he want out of the job anyway?
It was his way to get out of the job, yes.
Okay.
It worked.
So it worked, yes. So he kind of planned this?
Yes.
Consciously? Yes. Was it a reflection on Trump or a reflection on him and his personal life and just not wanting to play the, you know, whatever the politics is, et cetera, anymore?
It was totally personal.
Totally personal.
Choice.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And could I ask you and all of you listening to choose to have fun? There is not nearly enough fun happening.
That is certainly true in our lives.
Yes, it is, dear.
Must be true for others as well.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
You have to choose it.
Okay. So let's all choose to have more fun.
Please.
Yes. Okay. Carol, you're back. Welcome.
Yes. I'm wondering if St. Germain can tell me how soon some of this pain will be a little easier to take, especially with the bladder kidney.
By morning.
Oh, really? That would be wonderful. Is that because you're going to help me?
Absolutely. Because you asked.
Thank you so much. And I've got tremendous pain in my neck and my shoulders. Can you help me with that?
Done.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Okay, this is... So can my husband find a good place in a little drugstore in town that's close to us? Would they be good enough to see if I have to look further?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, they have knee braces in a little drugstore close to us. I'm wondering if they would be good enough. Or does he have to go elsewhere?
Elsewhere.
Okay. All right. Thank you again. I love all of you guys. I'm very grateful that you have this call. It's helped me tremendously. Good night.
You're very welcome, dear one.
Namaste, Carol.
Namaste.
Okay, Cindy, you're back. Welcome.
Hi. France is going to be having elections for, like, the position of president. And I do not remember their names, but there's a woman running for the position and a man. Are either of them, which one would be the best person for France and humanity, the woman or the man? Or neither?
See?
Pardon?
See, neither.
Neither. So will somebody else come into play?
Dear one, new governance is coming for the entire planet, not just the U.S.
Okay, so that will be happening sometime this year.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So do
not,
you see...
Not to worry. Not to worry.
I'm not worried. I was just... curious like Mary. Okay. Well,
that bad.
I think that's it. Pardon?
That bad?
Yeah,
like
no,
like Mary?
Good. Well, we her and I have a lot in common.
This is true.
No, it's not bad. It's good. It's good from my point of view. They say curiosity kills the cat, but satisfaction brings him back. So. Okay, well, that's it for the moment. Thank you for coming, Saint Germain.
My pleasure, dear one.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I today watched about 20 minutes of Trump's most recent press conference, and he again, over and over repeatedly in the first 20 minutes, reamed the major media for doing such a non-credible job as far as telling the truth about what's going on in all respects. I mean, he hammered and hammered and hammered them, which I would imagine those, many of those, maybe not all, but many of them in the audience needed to hear again. Is that true?
It is so.
Okay. Okay. So he's just not going to give up on them until they, the individuals either resign or clean up their act, right?
Till they toe the line, dear.
Toe the line. All right. Toe the line. That's a good one. Okay, Susan, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Thank you. Thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you so much. What a fun show this is. You make me laugh, all of you. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Rod. Well, when it got quiet, I asked the question of what would I like to know, and what I got back was how to fall more in love with myself.
Good. Plan. I like it. I like it. Choose it. Choose it.
Choose it.
Choose it every morning when you wake up, dear one.
That feels good.
It will be.
Anything else I need to know? I believe that.
Anything else you need to know? Is that the question?
Yes.
The changes that are underfoot are going to blow you away, dear one. You're going to really, really enjoy these.
Excellent. I'm excited about all the changes. I have no fear about them at all. I am totally excited.
Would that there are more of you.
Well, I'll try and spread that around as much as I can. And people are really stuck in their stuff, I noticed. So I just send them love.
Great thing to do.
Okay. Thank you so much, all of you, for being here. And this show is just magnificent. So thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, another email that came in is about supposedly Elizabeth Warren is all upset that Trump is going to gut the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Like this is the most important thing on the planet. I don't think so. And it's my understanding that this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is one of the least effective bureaus of all the government, which is really saying something since most of them are pretty ineffective. They just really don't do much of their job. So what is the big deal? Is that correct? Am I feeling correct about this? Is this an accurate assessment?
Absolutely.
Okay. So
yes, you are.
Elizabeth Warren, who I think of as a good person generally, is being used here as to get her all riled up, if this is really her. About something that really doesn't make that much difference, right?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. All right. And with the new governance, there's not going to be a need for this, or it will be a completely different kind of agency to protect consumers, right?
This will be one of those that go by the wayside.
Yes. And rightfully so.
And rightfully so.
Yes. I don't know anything really effective that they have maybe ever done to help consumers.
It's just, they have not.
Yeah, they have not. Okay. All right. Let's see what else. Is there something that you can choose to share at this point with our listeners beyond what you've said already?
I really would like for everyone to choose to embrace the positive changes that are coming. That to me is so huge. I can't overstate it, I don't believe. It's important, people. You've got to embrace it. It's for you.
Yes. As much as the host and I know about all the stuff that's gone on in the past and all the nasties and the not-for-humanity programs and plans and so forth, for us to embrace it is a big deal. But people who are even less, shall we say, experienced or informed in the arena of the nasty stuff that's been going on, it's beyond their comprehension in many ways, right?
True.
Because it's a completely different, it's the second American Revolution, right? Or something akin to that?
It is humanity becoming.
Humanity becoming. Oh, I like that.
That's what it is.
Humanity becoming. All right. So it is a global revolution.
Maybe. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And of this magnitude for the first time in history, right?
Yes.
Really? Certainly history that we're familiar with. Okay. Okay. We've known for some time that the natural way for healing physical issues and so forth is absolutely the way to go. And now, of course, energy frequency is the right way. But there's a story about an Amish farmer who's facing life in prison for making a salve that addresses skin issues. And it didn't matter what he labeled it. The FDA didn't want him to put it out because it works, of course. We know that black salve, the Native American black salve, does clear up skin cancers.
It does.
Just plain does.
Now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. You have to use it fresh. It does degrade over time. So even though it comes in a small container, you'd have to have your whole body covered with skin cancers in order to use up the whole little container. But there are a number of these natural products that have to be marketed quietly in order for people to get hold of them. But will this farmer be given a break of some kind? Is somebody going to go after this situation and help him out?
Yes, he will be rescued.
Okay.
Applaud the rescue.
Applaud the rescue is right, because somebody or a group, very brave, is going to step in and say, you're not going to do this to this guy, right?
Fantastic, yes.
Fantastic.
It is going to happen.
That is good news. Okay. So I've been putting out in my emails, my little fronts, the emails I do send out, that Trump and Putin are tight, right?
Absolutely.
Working together really well.
Compliments of those from other planets. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. And also people like yourself on the other side of the veil as well.
Yes. As well, yes.
Good. And are they working well with the Chinese now pretty well? Sufficiently well, put it that way.
Indeed, they are.
Sufficiently well.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. Okay. So we and the planet are in good hands, are we not, even though it may not look like it to an unstudied eye?
We're not going to worry about those unstudied eyes, are we?
No. And we're going to put out our intent that they, those wake up fast and enjoy a sense of peace and a lack of fear about the changes and the goodies.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. One last thing. It's my understanding that Kelly King, a politician here on Maui, who I thought was a good lady on the good side, it's been reported to me that she's in favor of bringing refugees here who might be also terrorists. Might not, but that it opens up our culture here on Maui to some potential issues that we really don't have right now, to my knowledge. Can you address this?
An opportunity to stand up for what works for you, is it not?
Yes. In other words, is this an accurate representation of Kelly King, and should we email her to say, uh-uh, don't do it?
Please.
Okay.
Please let her know.
All right. Good. Is this just a kind of a misguided humanitarian view, or is she really not the good person I was under the impression she was?
It's kind of like the shill game. Watch where's the pee?
Where's the pee, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Under which walnut half?
Right. She has been seduced, if you will, to see this from the point of view of, oh, let's help everybody, as opposed to what works.
What works.
And you and the others of you who see what is really needed here need to stand up.
Okay, so then I need to send out a specific email to the people on Maui that I have an email address for, to say, this is my understanding of the situation, and we need to tell Kelly King that this is not workable for Maui. This is not a humanitarian crisis for us to face.
Correct.
Okay. All right, good. All right. Very good. Well, let's see what our time factor is. I think we're getting very close.
I think you're about to be a pumpkin, as I say.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
So thank you so very much, Saint Germain. We so appreciate your presence and your beautiful responses. So helpful, so positive, and so meaningful. Thank you, thank you.
I will watch your embraces carefully.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.